From Acts, the 8th chapter, the Ethiopian eunuch reads the scriptures and comes to believe and baptized by Philip. Because of God's direction, Philip meets the eunuch along the road and hears him reading scripture. Philip takes a chance and asks him if he understands what he is reading. That may be a logical question for a stranger to ask someone in authority. Philip was just being helpful, and Philip had the ability to help the Ethiopian see the truth in this text. If we are called or instructed to go in the same way Philip had been, how should we respond to someone with questions of faith? It is our role as Christians to be prepared and to listen and offer help like Philip, or do we simply wait for someone to ask for help? We should try to be prepared for the call of God, to go where God sends us, and to speak what God tells us when we meet the seekers along the road of life. God will give us direction, and God will give us the words to speak when we study Holy Scripture and listen for the call from God. God wants all creation to come to God and see the open gate of salvation. How are they going to believe if they have not heard the good news? And how are they going to hear if there is no one to tell the story? Be prepared to share your personal story of faith. Be not intimidated or ashamed by what you believe. Find strength in the Spirit, as did Philip. Philip listens to the Spirit and goes where he is sent, and when he has an opportunity to share that good news of Jesus Christ, he is bold and faithful. God sees us on our path and leads us to those who want to hear the story of grace. Jesus may be who they are looking for, and you can show them the open gate they may walk through. Jesus sends the disciples to the ends of the earth, teaching all people everything Jesus had taught them and baptizing, making disciples of all nations. The seekers of Jesus are waiting. Share your story and watch the love of God come alive in them as they enter the open gate of Jesus Christ. Show them the light that has come into the world, the Word of God who became flesh and dwelt among us in peace and love, the open gate that is Jesus Christ. Go now and share the good news, and the Spirit of God will be with you. Amen. Let us pray. O fulfillment of the prophecies, with scripture and water, you claim people as your own. Claim us with water and word, so that we may rejoice in the life given to us through the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the sake of the one whose Spirit lives in us, the one who is the open gate, Jesus Christ. Amen.